Earlier this month, UW Health unveiled a new outdoor sculpture at East Park Medical Center in Madison. It's by Ho-Chunk artist Cloris Lowe.
The artwork is a large installation made with stainless steel, bronze, and stone in the shape of a chiporoque, a Ho-Chunk structure that's called wigwam in some other Native American languages.
Ho-Chunk artists and educators like Lowe are drawing attention to the history and ongoing tradition of chiporoque, which can be used for sleeping, cooking, storage, and ceremonies.
Recently, students and faculty at Western Technical College in La Crosse gathered to construct a chiporoque in front of the residence hall. And earlier this semester, the elementary and middle school students at Wingress School in Madison refurbished their own chiporoque by adding a canvas covering.
Cloris Lowe is a Ho-Chunk artist and language teacher from Central Wisconsin. Cloris, thanks for joining us.
Oh, wonderful to be here.
Now, can you paint us a picture? What does a chiporoque look like?
Well, a chiporoque on its surface is a round structure that has the framework of small saplings that have been bent over to form this structure. And today you'll see it with canvas coverings. Traditional, you will have reed mat coverings as well.
And what kind of uses historically do these chiporoque lodges have in Ho-Chunk culture, past and present?
Well, really, it's the primary dwelling structure and ceremonial structure as well. It's your main form that you're going to find with any sort of a dwelling. Yeah, so depending on the use of it is going to depend on the size that you'll find.
And so a smaller one might be for one housing unit. A larger one might be that ceremonial one.
Right. Absolutely. If you see photos, historic photos of Ho-Chunk village sites, or not even just Ho-Chunk village sites, but any sort of woodland dwelling sites, you'll see these round structures. And right, depending on the size of the family, or even if it's just an individual that lives inside, will kind of determine the size of what you're using. And they'll be, you know, small, little circular items that, you know, you can definitely understand that one person is living in, to these more longer ceremonial structures that can fit 50 or more people in.
And we've seen a couple projects in Wisconsin of students making chiporoque on their campus, whether that's at UW-Madison or we just heard about an elementary school project. What do you see as the value, the educational, the cultural value of having Native students and, I guess, non-Native students working together to make these?
Right. Well, I mean, it's a structure that goes together fairly easily once you have your materials ready, and it gives you that hands-on opportunity to get in there and then talk to individuals that are helping you construct those things. And yeah, it's just about seeing something come into being with your own hands and with community help as well. And that's kind of one of the things that it's about. Like, building a chiporoque on your own, you could probably do it, or you could do it, but it'd be a little difficult. So you definitely need one or two other people there, and then to get a whole group of people together and have it be a community endeavor, it's just a wonderful thing to do.
And historically, would that be the norm? This is, you know, I'm not building my own chiporoque for me to live in. I'm working with my community to build mine or yours or the communal one.
Right. Your family is going to be putting up your own chiporoque as well as helping those other families that are around you. Yep. And then if it's going to be more of a community chiporoque or something that is there for some sort of a feast lodge or something like that, then yes, more members of those communities will come together to help build that.
And people in Wisconsin might think of in the past that that local barn raising and a rural community being a thing that brings the community together. I assume the building of one might be an event, something, one of the ways that a community binds itself together.
Right. It definitely could be. That's what I think we're seeing now with, you know, these different events that are happening, like at the school, mm-hmm. where you're educating people and you're getting people involved and asking questions about, you know, what these structures are, how they go together. And it's not just the type of thing where they were used in the past. I mean, these mm-hmm. structures are still used today.
And I did want to ask about that. I think sometimes there's a, well, this is, we think about Native American history and not necessarily, oh yeah, still living people and living cultures. How are these structures used now? People are living in them, I assume, still?
People are not, yeah, not living in them anymore today. However, there are different ceremonies that continue on. There's feast lodge ceremonies, and then there are medicine lodge ceremonies. And these structures, the longer ones, are used for those gatherings. You know what? People do still use them. I would say if you wanted to have an extra space outside of your house. I know in my studio in Linden Station, I did put up a chipotle just to have a little bit more space to work during the wintertime, because they stay surprisingly well heated if you have a heating source inside of them. And then obviously just keep you out of the wind as well.
When you're working in your own chipotle, I mean, does it feel like, okay, this is just another room on my property? Or is there something about doing art in this thing with this connection to a culture and a past?
Right. No, it's definitely a special place to go into. And in fact, there have been times where, right, I'll go into that space just to take myself into a little different headspace as well.
We're talking about Ho-Chunk architecture and art with Cloris Lowe, a Ho-Chunk artist and educator based in central Wisconsin. Well, now you've got a new outdoor sculpture up at UW Health East Park Medical Center in Madison. You were telling me just before we talked, it went up pretty recently. Tell us a little bit about this artwork, please, and how it's inspired by chipotle.
Right. So that structure, even though it is a tall linear piece, the general formation of the structure is informed by the chipotle and those sort of sapling rib structures. So rather than it being a horizontal linear form, it's a vertical linear form. But the way that those lines come together and how things overlap and the curvatures throughout them were taken from the visuals that you get from looking at a chipotle, or at least the rib structure of the chipotle.
Interesting. And now when you are putting up a chipotle, I mean, it's functional, right? It's something you could sit out and do art in. It's architecture. It's maybe art. How much when you're building something or doing art inspired by it, are you thinking of, I guess, the function of it versus the artistic, the aesthetics of it, the look of it?
Sure. Well, I mean, the form itself is such a beautiful thing that that is really, I guess, informing the majority of sort of what I'm going for. I guess I can't help but be a structural piece as well. I mean, if you bend a few saplings over and tie them together, and as long as they're secure within the ground, you have yourself a pretty substantial form. One of the things when I was in design school and people are talking about, you know, Buckminster Fuller and those circular structures that he was making, people are so in awe of those. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, the Ho-Chunks have been doing that for millennia. Maybe not with all the triangles and everything, but that general form, you know, and it being such a strong form in itself.
Yeah. So as we mentioned, you teach the Ho-Chunk language on the UW-Madison campus. You participate at a language table in the Ho-Chunk language. What is the connection for you between the Ho-Chunk language and the art that you do?
Sure. Over the last handful of years, I've started to use the Ho-Chunk language in order to name my pieces. Whereas before, the work that I did wasn't necessarily overtly Ho-Chunk. There was always a line running in there somewhere. But it was something a little more personal than something that I felt like I needed to sort of get out there for everybody to sort of see and understand. But now, in naming my pieces, using the language, I think it allows people to then start asking questions and me to be a little more open about my culture.
Is that working? Are people saying, hey, and coming up with questions for you about the meaning of the art and the word and their connection?
Sure, I think so. And it is really just one or two words here and there in order to start to spur those questions and then just have those conversations wherever they might go.
Cloris, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
That was Cloris Lowe, a Ho-Chunk artist and language teacher from central Wisconsin. He was here to talk about the culture of making chiporoke, or Ho-Chunk lodge structures, and his new outdoor sculpture at East Park Medical Center in Madison. Do you have a question about some of our culture here in Wisconsin? Maybe public artworks you've seen in your own community? Well, that could be something we talk to somebody about in the future. Let us know about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.